Hey guys, just doing a quick audio posting the day after the earthquake, and apparently it was larger than 6.9. I think the last rating I saw was 7.2, centered in Mexicali. Apparently there were a couple deaths down there. One of them, from what I've heard, was because somebody ran out of their house, maybe in a panic, and got hit by a car. Lots of different ways to get injured or severely injured or even killed. During an earthquake, when that happens, everything is okay and fine over here. We did have some things happen in San Diego, but very, very extremely minor signs and glass breaking, but extremely, extremely minor. And those didn't happen widespread at all. Those were very specific areas and pictures falling down. And, you know, I mean, that all it takes is a little trembler sometimes. It was quite an interesting sensation. It was kind of a rocking motion. In fact, my mother-in-law was standing up at the time, and she said she started feeling nauseous and motion sickness just because it was that type of earthquake. I've been in an earthquake before, however, that's quite different, where it shakes violently and really scares you because it sounds like the building structure is about to come down on you. Definitely things are falling off walls, things are falling out of cabinets, dishes are literally just being shot across the room. Hard to believe, but it really does happen. Bookcases and everything falling. This was not the case this time. It was very mild, but again, it was hundreds of miles away. The other reason I'm posting this audio is to let you guys know I'm still keeping up with my Project 365, photo a day, every day, and doing okay. The place where I have a shortcoming is posting. So I had actually almost built up a full month of photos and just sat down today and got that done. So hopefully if you guys are still keeping up with that I'm still going on, and hopefully it can be an encouragement to each other. Speaking of encouragement, I'm about to go for another run. And if you're following me on my goal to run from couch potato to 5K, that is still ongoing as well, yet another project. To get me a little more fit than I have been. And you can get there by going to tinyurl.com/sunnyruns, S-O-N-N-Y-R-U-N-S. And you should be able to get to my blog and listen to even more audio about other stuff. All right, guys, it's for today. Talk to you later. Bye.